I've been looking for a worthy adversary, someone I could lock horns with, because although my life makes more sense when I'm alone, it's not nearly as interesting. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, someone I could battle to the death with, because it can't be about love, you see. Love can't exist on the terms I demand. It's never that pure. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, and so I slither up to you like a snake and tempt you with a golden apple. But all I was offering you was fruit from the tree of knowledge. I didn't know how willing you were, and I didn't know you'd have a thing or two to teach me, too. Because as I've been looking for a worthy adversary, all this time I've been playing a part, an actress on a stage, spouting lines on cue. And that role was getting tiresome, but those stage lights still came on, night after night, and I still had to play my part. Until on my night off, I saw your performance at the theater down the street, and you know, your protagonist was doing what I was doing, right down to faking it with people who don't matter, right down to going home and still feeling empty. And you know, I'm beginning to wonder if we could get together and write our own play. It would be a masterful performance, you know, and as that curtain would close, we'd hold each other's hands and walk off the stage, and the audience would know that there is a happy ending. And now when I walk out onto the set, and there you stand, in front, stage left, I wait for my cue to make my move. None of the rest of the scene matters to me, you know. Maybe they'd like our little play. Maybe they wouldn't. Who really cares? You now tempt me and tease me and torment me, and you tell me everything I was too afraid to believe, and show me the knowledge that has always escaped me. And when you talk, you reach your hand down into my brain and pull out my thoughts and shove them into your mouth and spit them back at me. And instead of filling me with terror, it fills me with joy. I've been looking for a worthy adversary, and maybe you are so much more than that. Because now every day is like Valentine's Day, and now it's like candy and flowers and springtime and hearts and cupids and sunshine, and you know, it's scary. These cliches are actually beginning to make sense. Because now I wait for you to come on stage again for our next wonderful performance, where we have our happy ending, where you tell me everything I already know.